For this Thursday, January 30th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting it. Last night, North Posey boys basketball defeated Mount Vernon at home 55-46. The Vikings won both meetings between the two teams this season. North Posey improved to 8-7 on the year, and Mount Vernon falls to 8-8. The Vikings are home Saturday evening against Princeton, and the Wildcats welcome Tell City tomorrow night. Mount Vernon girls basketball lost at Carmi on Wednesday night 47-28. The Lady Wildcats are now 0-20 overall. They have just one game left the regular season, and that is Saturday night at home against Heritage Hills. New Life Rescue and Adoption has announced that they are having a benefit auction and dinner on Saturday, February 8th at the Posey County Community Center. There will be food, beverages, raffles, and auction items. All the money raised will go to support the animals. For event details and to purchase tickets, you can visit newliferescues.org/auction. Harmony State Park posted on Facebook that on Saturday, February 8th, they are having their second annual chili cook-off and their fifth annual falconry event. You can come around lunchtime to taste and vote, and then stick around for a great Birds of Prey program that is all about the art of falconry. This event will happen rain or shine. It will take place around the Nature Center and Pavilion. The University of Evansville and Ivy Tech Community College are working together to provide more opportunities for students. The two announced a new partnership Tuesday called the Guaranteed Admission Agreement. It means any Ivy Tech student who completes certain associate degrees with at least a 2.5 GPA is guaranteed admission to UE. Those in charge say they're eager to make it easier for students to further their education, and the program is designed to make the transition as seamless as possible and keep students from losing credits. School officials say students who qualify will be guaranteed admission to all of UE bachelor's programs, except for those like nursing or theater, which have extra requirements. They will also receive at least a $20,000 scholarship per year for up to 5 semesters. Last night in local college sports, Evansville men's basketball beat Murray State at home 78-74. The Aces outscored the Racers in the second half 58-49 after trailing by 5 at halftime. Evansville shot 70% from the field in the second half. Gabriel Pizzotto led UE with 29 points. Tayshawn Comer poured in 27 points, and Tanner Cuff collected a double-double with 12 points and 12 rebounds. It's now back-to-back wins for the Aces as they are 8-14 on the year and 5-6 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Their next game is on Sunday afternoon at Belmont. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers pounced on top of the Detroit Pistons in Indianapolis, 133-119. Pascal Siakam led the Pacers with 37 points, and Tyrese Haliburton added 30 points. Indiana has won 10 of their last 12 games to improve to 26-20 on the year. The Pacers are home on Saturday against the Atlanta Hawks. Coming up tonight in local high school sports, the North Posey girls basketball team closes the regular season schedule at Forest Park. The JV game begins at 5:30, and the varsity game will be around 7 o'clock. You can hear the varsity game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Vikings have a record of 15-6, and Alyssa Heath is 21 points away from 1,000 career points. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, January 30th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.